Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
We are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio, pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought. We are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. Club Inhale Exhale is headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. If you missed parts of today's show, don't worry. You can download us on iTunes. You can also check out clubinhaleexhale.com. Over to the right-hand side, we have a podcast section. All of our previous episodes right there for you to listen to. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call here, right now. Take this number down, 978-454-4980. Again, 978-454-4980. I'm on fire this morning, Coach Kelly.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah. What's going on? Good morning. We
got to
say good morning
eyes.
First, right?
Good morning.
I can see your eyes right there. What's up?
And it's for a really good reason.
I know it
I'm
is.
I'm so excited.
I know it is. We got a really good discussion going to be happening on today's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's up? What we got going on?
It's how your brain eats.
It's how your brain eats?
It's how your brain eats.
Okay.
Do you want to say it again?
I've seen horror movies where, like, you know, people are getting their brains eaten. That's not
gross.
Like this? That's not
no,
what we're talking about?
Like
no,
this at all.
Nothing
no,
like that, huh?
Mm-mm, no. It's, well, I had posted on Facebook to the club page and to my personal page. Today is going to, if you listen to this entire show, it is going to give you the absolute reason of why losing weight sucks and getting healthy rocks.
You're being wicked-like.
It's so, like...
You're intense right now. I can feel it right here.
But it's because this excites me so much.
I know.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
It just simply doesn't. Because once you understand today's show and what it's all about, you're going to go...
I know. And you know what's funny is, you know, we're sitting here, we're going to be talking about this discussion about how your brain eats and what that really means.
Mm.
And it's mind over food, right?
Sure.
Sure. But, so I'm surfing around on Facebook. And by the way, if you guys want to check out our Facebook pages, you can check them out at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale or /greenchocolatebar. So make sure to head on over there, give our page a like so you stay up to date on everything we got going on. But I was surfing around. We're going to be talking about this discussion here, right? And of course, I find this post that somebody shared, and it was pretty much one of those... How to get rid of the lower belly pooch, the best ab exercises. I was
you
like,
know what I call that area, right? I can't say it on air, but you know what I call that area, right? Have you heard it?
No.
All right, we'll talk after. We'll talk because I can't say it on air.
You got everybody all like, can we post it on Facebook?
Oh.
Oh, really? It's that bad?
It's an acronym.
Oh, gotcha.
So anyway, go ahead.
Got it.
How the lower body pooch?
Yeah, how what the best exercises are to get rid of the lower
pooch. Oh, yeah? Because exercise gets rid of that?
Your bottom half of your stomach is what they're calling it.
I love how they call that a pooch.
Yeah. How about you stop going to the fridge so many times?
Hey, whoa.
Hey, how you doing?
That's like Arnold
Schwarzenegger. Put the cookie down.
Put the cookie down
you know?
Now. That's good.
Yeah, that video is awesome. And that's on my personal page.
And I love he's so intense when he does it, too. Put the cookie down.
Yeah, his post
he's like
was
shaking.
He did a video and his post was basically like the best way to lose weight.
Yeah.
Right? And he's on there. As soon as you start listening to him, he just kind of gives you this look. And he's like, put the cookie down.
Now.
Right?
I love how he yells. Anyway.
It's awesome stuff.
Yeah. So go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah. No, just saying that, like, you know, it's funny that we're going to be talking about this. And here I'm seeing this post. And, of course, this is what people think. That that exercise or these particular exercises are going to aid them in losing the pooch. Let's be very clear what exercise does for you. You know, tightens up your muscle. Yes, it helps to burn calories. Yes, you look ultimately sexier. You know what I'm saying?
But
that is not the key ingredient into
like
losing weight.
You can actually look 10 times better than you are right now, we'll say, per se, broad brush, without doing any exercise.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've worked with a million people.
Yeah.
I won't say a million, but you know what I mean? Like
close.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
That have just worked with me Strictly on nutrition.
And it's
didn't
even
exercise at all.
Yeah. And a lot of times I should say it's not even look better. Mm-hmm. It's feel better.
Correct.
It's be healthier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eyes are brighter.
Yeah.
Your chin stays up when you walk. You feel more confident.
Exactly.
You feel successful. Because you're like, wow, I'm actually doing this.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
See, exercise for me is that sanity relief.
Like yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I need to get that workout in. That was insane.
You were creeping me out yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
So there is one thing that I want to add before we really dive into the meat of this. No
sure.
Pun intended. I want people to understand that when you're sleeping or you're awake or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Your brain is constantly dreaming. When you're asleep, we call it a dream
mm-hmm.
because we can't say we're dreaming when we're awake.
Correct.
Because people would say that's crazy.
You crazy.
Then everybody out there listening, if you think I'm crazy, good, call in, let me know I'm crazy.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is your brain doesn't know whether you're asleep or you're awake.
Correct.
And here's the point of this.
That's scientific stuff too.
Oh yeah, totally.
This
has
been proven.
Totally.
Yeah.
So your brain doesn't know if you're awake or asleep. The fact of the matter is you have to be smarter. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be smarter than your brain. Meaning, it doesn't know the difference unless you tell it. Meaning, decision making.
Right.
If you're going to get upset at yourself that you chose chocolate cake over some salad at mm-hmm. a picnic, well, guess what? Your brain, you can't blame yourself. Mm-hmm. Your brain doesn't know the difference.
Right.
It's your decision making that makes you smarter than your brain.
So let's kind of start at the beginning. How do you want to roll into this? Because this is a pretty in-depth thing.
Well, that's how I wanted to roll into it.
Okay,
to make people,
fine.
Make sure people understand that you have to be smarter than your brain. And and I even posted this on Facebook. Any trainer, any trainer.
Yeah.
Can any trainer, right? I can't. That word makes me crazy.
Are you done?
I hate that word. Don't call me a trainer. I'm not a trainer. But it's
right.
true.
I get
any
it.
Trainer, anyone that calls themselves a trainer,
mm-hmm.
okay, any trainer can bounce you around the room and make you sweat.
Correct.
And go, that was great and fun, wasn't it?
Sure.
And they pat you on the bottom on the way out the door,
yep.
and you have no idea what you just did to your body.
Exactly.
It's great that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. But what are they really teaching you? What are they really coaching you for? I told you the other day I was sitting in the parking lot going to get puppy food, right? And I happened to look into one of those box type women only places.
Yes.
And I saw what one of the trainers was doing. And I showed you I'm going to say exercise for lack of a better term because
mm-hmm.
I can't use the words that I want to use on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Because what he showed this woman to do that was, I'm serious, at least 60 pounds overweight. And
sure.
I felt terrible for her because she's lifting these weights in a way that her body.
Oh, I know what you're talking
the
about.
The angles of her body. I was like,
yeah.
you look like a puppet and you don't yeah. even know what you're doing. You don't even know what your focus is.
I got the question on Saturday when I was coaching that class, Strong You, that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That she goes to another place as well, once or twice a week.
Right, she splits up her time.
Correct.
Yep, got it. Mm-hmm.
And she had asked me if the exercise that she was doing was correct. And I was like, I'm really not sure what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, help me understand what you're trying to work, because what you're showing me right now in every which way or fashion is incorrect, you know?
Yeah.
Your body shouldn't be moving in that way.
Got it.
You know?
Got it.
So she's like, oh, this is how they told me to move.
Yeah.
It kind of made me cringe.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
We're picking on other places.
We are.
We're
and
making it a negative.
We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I just want to make people aware. Do some more research when you start working with somebody. Again, I've mentioned this on the show before. It doesn't have to be us, but it can be.
It should
right?
be.
Right? It should be.
I'm just saying.
But it doesn't have to be us. But obviously, if you go walk into a place, just don't take their word for it.
Yeah.
Like, really do
ask
your research.
Ask for a trial session.
Yeah, ask for a trial session. They shouldn't have any issue with you giving them a trial session.
Or a week.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, because it's what we do with our clients.
Yeah.
You know, it's that simple.
And if you don't leave there with any education... And
mm-hmm.
in proper form, then
right.
move on. Anyway,
exactly.
Speaking
so
of
you were saying.
On, so let's move. I don't want to pick on other places and make it sound like we're being negative Nellies here. But something else that I did want to bring up to kind of roll into this as well.
Yep.
There's so many points to this.
Of course.
Let's take husband and wife example.
Okay.
Husband gets whole sweet potato. Wife gets half a sweet potato.
Correct.
Wife says to me, Coach, He gets twice as much as I do. Why are you looking at it that way?
Mm.
Okay? Your body wouldn't be able to process all those calories properly,
mm-hmm.
right? And all of the, you know, that I mean, it's very starchy. It's all that stuff. And it's a carbohydrate in a different mm-hmm. way than like a broccoli would be, right?
Sure.
So people, I think, look at it, well, he gets twice as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah.
Perfect example. My son.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
My son.
How does your son fall into this?
Check this out.
Oh, boy.
Every time I make dinner, right?
Yeah.
What does he do? Dad, you got more than I do.
Oh, yeah. What
I look,
is that?
I look right down at him and say, because I'm three times the size of you, you know?
For now. So until he's getting big fast.
Until you get this big, you're not going to have that much. Yeah. It's really that simple.
Now, what about the opposite where, all right, my lady likes to compare that I'm eating more than she is.
That's right.
And she's telling me that I'm eating too much.
That's right. She would be incorrect, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I'm
all
not
right,
saying
good.
She's wrong. I'm just saying that's incorrect.
All right, maybe my seconds and thirds don't help.
Well, yeah.
Should stick with just
yeah.
the...
Well,
I'm better throughout the week than I normally
sure.
have been, but... Just what you said resonated with me.
Yeah. Mm. So something you could think of and you could talk to her about this, Chris, like from the heart saying, well, honey, if you think I'm eating that much more than you and you want to eat more, go right ahead.
No, she doesn't want to eat more. She's happy with what she has.
I see.
Got it.
I see. I
yeah.
see.
Got
I see.
It.
Okay. So that maybe that's a tip for other people out there is that if your wife or girlfriend or whatever is complaining or partner, like
even
partner,
on the other side too,
even on the
men,
other side,
because I've heard this from
true.
Men, like
if
yeah.
you know, oh, well, how come you eat so much more than I do?
Right.
Well, if you want to eat as much as I am, go right ahead. Tell me
sure.
how you feel in 6 months.
Right.
Tell me if you're tell me if your size two is fit then.
Right.
Sweetheart. Right? It's so true. It's and so what so my point is what people don't understand is that different bodies metabolize different amounts of food differently.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So two people can be eating the exact same meal,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's part of this this information that we have today is that there could be pasta, chicken and salad on
mm-hmm.
the same plate.
Right.
Where some people would see it as a macronutrient, you know,
right.
carbohydrates and protein. Other people would see it as a high-carb plate and not touch the pasta, which is definitely the wrong way. And we've definitely coached that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're in episode 39 that
right.
eat your carbohydrates, please. Eat
yeah.
your food, right? So some people would see it as a high-carb plate and be like, oh, well, I shouldn't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's part of your nutrient package and
yeah.
it's part of what your body needs, then, yeah, guess what? Eat it.
Yeah.
And then people that are trying to build muscle mass would see the chicken as protein.
Exactly.
So they would be like, oh, I definitely need to eat the chicken, right?
Biggest question I got this morning on a phone
yeah.
call check-in with a client.
Mm.
She had said to me, I work out at around 7:30 at night, and I work
mm-hmm.
out for about an hour. I get home, it's about 8:30, quarter or 9,
mm.
you know, and is it okay for me to eat? Oh, my God.
Well,
yes.
that's a very popular question,
it's
though.
It's a very popular question.
People are definitely still in that myth of, like, gremlins. Don't
yeah.
feed them after midnight.
Don't, right. Yeah.
So,
you know?
So,
and don't, really, don't do that with the gremlins. All right.
You have gremlins? they're so cute, except for Spike. He was not cute.
No, he was my favorite.
Of course.
I had a Spike,
course,
I had a Spike gremlin.
Jeez and rice.
I had a Spike gremlin doll.
Was, yep.
Of course. I think I still got him, actually,
at
my mom's
Gizmo,
house.
I like Gizmo. Of course,
yeah.
with the big eyes. He's
right.
so cute. Kind of like me with the big eyes. People think that they're gremlins, and I
yeah.
half joke with people when they ask me that question. I say, are you a gremlin? What do you mean you're not supposed to eat after 8 o'clock? But then these are the people that are also staying up until midnight, and it's like, well, if you're not supposed to eat after 8 o'clock, but you had dinner at 6,
right.
and you're up till midnight, no wonder why at 10 o'clock you're starving, Marvin.
Exactly.
Going, oh my God, what can I eat? And that's
yeah.
when all these munchy, crunchy things start
mm-hmm.
coming in because you're not balanced for the lifestyle that you're living.
Yeah.
So you have to balance it out.
My simple answer was, yes, eat. After
oh,
your workout.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I say it all the time.
Simple answer is eat after your mm-hmm. workout. Eat the
Why go hungry?
Eat the stuff that I put on there for you for after your workout.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
that's what your body is looking for.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
looking
yeah.
for those particular nutrients. If you're going to do it a complete disservice if you don't feed
that's
it at
right.
that time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
another point that I wanted to make, too, was that if we had the example of the pasta, the salad, and the
mm-hmm.
chicken, there are also people, there's another point in here about someone that could be sick or, you know, God forbid, had cancer or something like
sure.
that, they might be actually looking at that plate completely different, saying, wow, this is nutrients from my
Correct.
Body and the nutrients that my body needs in order so that, you know, maybe so that my blood sugar doesn't fall, right? Mm-hmm. So that, you know, my medication absorbs properly because they've been coached in the right way to understand that they need particular types of foods at particular types of time for the medication to get through their system.
Right.
It's amazing how one plate of food, and I just gave four different examples. Yeah. Now, with all the people in the world, you probably have a mix, a combination of all four of those and more.
Exactly.
So everybody is completely different.
You know, as I think back, right, my relationship with food has changed so much over the years, right?
I've
mentioned on the show that I'm Italian, right? And I grew up in an all-Italian household.
Mm-hmm.
And the foods that we ate, they were very rich in carbohydrates, very rich in proteins. And we're talking about pasta, we're talking about steak. Like, we had those type of things. Pork was one of our staples, and sausage and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course I can say this because, you know, okay, I was a kid, so I'm not like, my dad used to joke and be like, you'd eat a plate full of pasta.
Yeah.
We'd give you a steak.
Yeah.
Like, and back then it's like, you know, 8 ounces of steak. He goes, you'd look at me and be like, where's my second steak?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'd sometimes have to make you a second steak because you were still hungry. You know? Yeah. So I would eat all those calories. But of course, I was a kid and I wasn't gaining all those calories at that point.
Well,
you know, I
your
wasn't
body
storing because I was.
Very differently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you're a child, it reacts very differently. But as I grew up and started going along, my relationship with food didn't become so noticeable until I would say probably my early 20s. And I mean,
really?
Starting to think about
that's
food.
That's kind of young.
It's kind of young.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it started to change a little bit because I started doing more of research into bodybuilding. And that's what I was getting into.
Okay. Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, I realized 20 years ago, the way I was thinking about food back then was actually very negative. It was what we're talking about right now.
You live
and
on
I
this
didn't
planet.
Know. Yeah, and I didn't know it. And it was because of all the information that I was feeding myself and reading. You know, I was reading from magazines and listening to this and listening to that and watching this and watching that.
You mean you were confused?
I was confused, you know? So here are the foods that I grew up on.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can't eat those foods anymore?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden now, my relationship with pasta became, obviously, I know pasta is not going to be that ultimate, like, athletic performance tool that I needed, right?
Sure.
It can be if used in the right way.
Sure.
I know that now.
Yes.
But back then, early on, confused the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You know, and it was that whole relationship. And all of a sudden I was like,
so
I grew up on all this stuff and all of a sudden it's all wrong.
Yeah.
It was all wrong at one moment. I was
and
like, oh my God.
And isn't that a terrible feeling to think what you're eating is actually wrong when in fact it's really not?
Exactly. So now if I want something, I eat it.
Me too.
And I don't care.
You know what? What was that, Sunday? I think it was Sunday, maybe. I don't know. My days are the last 4 days of my life have just crammed themselves into one somehow. But there was a point in time over the last few days where I was craving ice cream, and I was like, "Oh my God, I need to have some." I opened my freezer because I thought I had some left.
Sure.
Guess what? I forgot. Bernie Brown ate my ice cream at the puppy party. So I slammed my freezer shut and I was like, damn you, Bernie Brown.
Yeah.
You ate my ice cream.
Oh my God.
But I get it. You start to view food a little bit differently.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Have these cravings. So.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short one. We're going to come back with placebo on a plate. Right? We're going to talk about the placebo effect because I think this is pretty interesting stuff. And if people hear it this way,
it's all real.
It's going to be pretty awesome. So stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. We've been talking about mind over food.
How your brain eats.
How your brain eats.
Arr, arr, arr.
Yeah. It's not the Walking Dead story, but...
gross.
I've never seen that show.
I've actually never seen it
And
either.
Everybody raves about it. Chris, you?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Walking Dead?
Big fan.
Big fan of The Walking Dead.
I've read all the comic books.
Really?
I love the show. I think it's a lot of fun.
No kidding.
So did the show come first or the comic
books? The comic books came first.
Books
I started
always,
watching the show after like maybe the third season. I thought I wasn't going to like the show either.
Mm.
And so I started watching it. I got hooked in. Then somebody said, you need to read the comics. And the comics blew me away.
Really?
So much better than the show. But I like them both.
I did that with the Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
I watched the movie and then somebody said, pick up the book.
Yeah.
And I picked up the book and I was pretty young. I was probably around 19 or something like that. And I just remember like I'd read it in bed and
bad place
I kept
to do
like
it,
turning,
huh?
You know, I kept turning my head and I was like, who's behind me? You know, the book was actually that much more intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool stuff.
Does that stuff really freak you out when you read a book like is that a real story? Like you really did get freaked out?
Well, you know what's funny is like it's actually the Amityville Horror, and Chris, you might know this. Like it's been speculated that that whole thing was completely made up.
Yeah,
there was a part of it that was real.
I don't really know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the story and stuff like that because that's not what the show is about.
Right.
But there was a part of it that was real. Yeah. The rest of it was actually totally movie done up and all that stuff. And I've seen some of the documentaries on it. It's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah,
you know. But your question, like, does it really like?
Yeah, like when you read
me?
A horror book, do you really get creeped out?
Yes. I think that one in particular, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Stephen King books I've read actually really make you think because he is so good at putting so much detail right down to like the pin on the floor, whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Like a speck of this on that.
Yeah.
Like he is just so incredible at detailing everything that it creates the vision in your mind. You actually see a complete picture of it. And it's, I love reading those books. And as much as they scare me, yes, I'll do it again. You know? Yeah.
Create the vision in your mind.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You just took the words out of my mouth.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I know.
And I win again.
Here we are. You create the vision in your mind.
Well, it's true.
Somebody,
and that's
you
what
let
today's
people,
show is about. Creating the vision in your mind. It has nothing to do about with losing weight.
Yeah. So you're saying basically either you create the vision in your mind or you let someone else create the vision for you.
Yeah, society's going to do it for you.
Yeah.
And the other question I have, too, is I'm going to put it out there a little crazy. A little crazy, because I'm a little crazy today.
Okay.
But when did it get cool to be, like, lazy? When did it get cool to just kind of, like, gain weight and, you know, ugh? When did that get so cool? And here's why I ask. There are so many people that when, you know, all right, I'll go back to when I started fitness and learning about all this stuff. My old boss at the time and even my coworkers were like, you get up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym?
Right.
Oh,
most people couldn't fathom
doing
that.
They're like, I just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Me, oh, I'm sorry. Are your legs broken? No. Okay, well then why can't you get out of bed at 5 a.m.? You know what I mean? Like, stop making it my problem because you have become a lazy person or whatever you want to say. I know I'm being a little harsh, but it's for a very good purpose. It's like, and then everybody wants to laugh about it. Oh, ha, 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 I could never do that either. Oh, you must be crazy, Kelly, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So what? I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do it. And that's, it's
How bad do you want it?
Well, I definitely
look. Most people want success.
I felt like garbage at the weight I was at. I was almost 200 pounds.
Of course.
I feel like crap.
Most people want success, but they don't want to travel the road that gets them there.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. That's why the magic pill, and that's why all that stuff is so damn popular.
Yeah.
People want to try to be fed all these things that don't work.
Yeah.
Because they're still chasing it. Hey, after 20 years
chase
of chasing
it. Chase the dragon.
Keep
going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After 20 years of chasing it, if it hasn't worked, guess what? Maybe it's time it's time to start something different, something
just
real.
Saying.
You know,
I've
been to the gym at 4:30 in the morning. I've been to the gym at 11:30 at night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to get it done whenever I need to get it done. It's really that simple.
Yes.
You know,
exactly. And then it just becomes you. But I just thought that was very interesting because I've been hearing a lot of clients coming to me that are sticking with us because, you know, it can be touch and go at the beginning. People don't quite want to believe that this really works.
Right. Right.
And they're like, oh, you know, oh, I was talking to so-and-so over lunch and they think I'm crazy for coming here two or three times a week. Well, what? So then why is it so cool for them to not?
What else are you going to go do?
Right?
You know, and it's not
what
else are you going to go do, but let's think about this for a second. And I know we're going to talk about placebos and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that.
Yeah,
but what else are you going to do in the sense that really benefits you and adds value to your life? Most of the things, I know your hand went way up there.
I know, I have the answer.
Right? Yeah. Most of the things most people do these days do not add any type of value or benefit to their life. Like now.
When it comes to nutrition and fitness, you're right.
Correct.
I agree with that. I do, unfortunately. I agree
but at
with
the
that.
Same time, I'm even talking about TV. I'm going to break it down and make this real simple.
By the way.
Okay.
I'm
yeah, what are you going on right now?
6 weeks with no TV.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I feel good.
I have the TV on now very infrequently.
Yeah.
It sits in the background.
I don't
watch much of it and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, it's the most rewarding thing because you get to see the world around you when you stop looking into a box, you know?
Yeah.
And you start to experience things differently. You start to view things differently. Your perception is completely different.
Yeah.
You know?
And
for me...
By the way, guess what? I don't know if you've noticed, but I've said it to you a couple times.
Mm.
I feel like I'm slowly coming back.
Mm. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm getting rid of all the crap in my life that doesn't belong with me anymore.
Exactly.
It belonged with me maybe 2 years ago.
Of course.
It doesn't belong with me now. Look, I'm getting rid of it.
If it serves a purpose, then go for it.
A positive purpose.
A positive purpose. But I've even heard that it's... If it serves a purpose in the, like if it makes you angry, then obviously it still has something of value to
Why
you.
Why do you think I'm so frustrated about the show today?
Exactly.
I'm like, oh!
You know? But you go home, right? And most people are watching these shows, these reality shows, and they get so into it and stuff like that. And in a way, I get it. And in another way, I'm just like, wow, but what did that just do for me? And that's how I now approach life.
Yeah.
Did that just add value to my life?
Uh-huh.
How did I benefit from that? Did I learn anything from
it?
And if I didn't, bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
I'm telling you, not watching TV, I feel like I truly have gained part of my life back.
Yeah, it's huge.
Because, all right, I'll sort of pick on one of my girlfriends right now. I am so busy. Says girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I get it. People are busy. I completely understand. But of course, you know, I have to throw in, are you busy? Are you productive? So knock it off, right? But then posting on Facebook while watching shows for 2 to 3 hours at night,
mm-hmm.
talking about the shows that she's...
Correct.
But she's so busy
mm-hmm.
and can't possibly do anything to get it complete.
Well,
can't get to the grocery store.
Those shows are part of her being busy. She's already put that in her brain as a scheduled event.
That's my point. That's my point.
You know, so...
And again, I'm not saying don't watch TV. I'm not
correct,
saying don't post on Facebook.
Correct.
But you're watching TV and posting on Facebook about how busy you are.
What's more important is the question you have to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Is it more important for you to watch that show that's, one, not adding value or benefit to you?
Yeah.
Or, two, is it more important for you to get up and go take a walk?
I have something to say about that.
Sure.
Other side, flip side, people could possibly say, yeah, you know what? Watching my 3 hours of TV a night from 8 to 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. That is
it's like
very
stress-free
important
time.
Yeah, that's my downtime. That's my downtime. I'm sorry that that's your downtime.
Yeah.
3 hours of TV a night. I'm sorry.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm just in that mood.
You got a bit of an attitude today.
I keep saying my point is change your mind, change your mind, change your mind, change your mind.
Yeah.
At least cook or prepare or do something while you're watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. If I've done it and you've done it and our clients are doing it,
right.
It's that simple. And I want it's my freshness is a way of getting people to just go, God, she's such a bitch, but what she said really stuck with me. Good. If just one thing helps, one thing every single week, and people go, all right, maybe she's got a point, or maybe he's got a point, then I've done my job. Thank you very much.
Right.
I'll be here all week. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here's a statement that I thought was very interesting.
Yes.
The satiated man and the hungry man do not see the same thing when they look upon a loaf of bread.
Correct. Different view, different perception there.
That just made me sweat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're going to look at it completely different depending on what mood you're in, how you view it.
Are you,
two different people.
Are you hungry or are you satiated?
Right.
Can you change your mind and be satisfied?
Correct.
Or are you going to stuff yourself silly? Or are you going to be on a diet and deprive yourself and look at the bread and go, oh my God, I need to have that now?
Right.
Which one do you want? Do you want to be balanced and do you want to be level-headed and do you want to make sense of it all? Or do you want a Band-Aid?
Pretty huge.
Or maybe we should call Sean Tees and get his 21
Whoa,
day fix.
Oh, hey now. Hey.
Sorry. I know. Sorry.
Hey, we're going to slow you down a little bit.
He can sue me
all right?
For that.
Let's talk
care.
About this placebo
I'll fight
thing
him.
Over
I'll
here.
Fight him.
All
I'll
right.
fight him.
Hang on.
I'll fight him.
Hang on. All right. So I'm going to take this kind of word for word a little bit, you know, because this is a pretty cool thing. And it's got a study in here that was proven to be, you know, basically it starts off with saying the placebo effect is probably one of the most compelling phenomenons in science. Right? So in 1983, medical researchers were testing a new chemotherapy treatment. One group of cancer patients received the actual drug being tested, while another group received a placebo, a fake, harmless, inert chemical substance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may know that pharmaceutical companies are required by law to test all new drugs against a placebo to determine the true effectiveness, if any, of the product in question. In the course of this study, no one thought twice when 74% of the cancer patients receiving the chemotherapy exhibited one of the more common side effects of this treatment. They lost their hair. Yet, 31% of the patients on the placebo chemotherapy, an inert saltwater injection. Now, it wasn't the drug. That's what we're saying here,
yes.
Right? Placebo is not the drug.
That's right.
But 31% of the people that were on the placebo also had an interesting side effect. They lost their hair, too.
Yeah.
Such is the power of expectation. The only reason that those placebo patients lost their hair is because they believed they would, like many people do. They associated chemotherapy with going bald.
Wow.
Right?
That's interesting.
So it's truly power of mind. What you believe, your thoughts become your reality. We've said it a million times on the show.
You have
right?
to be smarter than your brain.
You have to absolutely be smarter than your brain. If you're going to say that, oh my God, I'm going to feel guilty about eating this piece of chocolate cake mm-hmm. and it's going to make me fat. Well, as soon as you put it in your body, it's going to make you fat.
That's right.
That's as simple as that.
Because that's what you've told your body to do. So we've said this before too, but I just want to sort of punctuate it here is that your body is going to do exactly what you tell it to do. If you constantly call yourself fat and you constantly ask your husband or whatever, hey, Al, do these jeans make my butt look big? Al should be saying, mm-hmm. Just because you asked the question. Mm-hmm. And then because that's already what you believe. Don't ask questions that
Correct.
Really are rhetorical and
yeah.
that don't bring a positive effect in your
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
I mean, that whole, like, do I look good in this dress? Or how do I look? Or when
right.
people can't accept a compliment,
mm-hmm.
that makes me crazy, too.
Yeah.
God, give yourself some credit. When people are like, wow, you look really great. Oh, well, you know.
Well, yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That makes me sad.
Take
when people,
it.
Yeah.
Take it. It's not really that simple. Just take
yeah.
it. And be happy with it. Imagine if you took it and what it did for you if you actually took it and were positive with that
yes.
comment.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I love when people call me crabby. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Right?
Actually, that happens only once a year. But still, like, I can't let that stuff affect me.
Yeah.
I got to do what I want to do because I'm smarter than my brain.
Exactly. I'd love to hear what people are thinking out there. You know, if you want to call into the show, let us know what you're thinking. 978-454-4980 is the number. If you don't want to obviously be on the air, you know, Chris is more than glad to take your question and pass
Chris
it on over to
you.
Us, right? So 978-454-4980. Now, think about this. This is, consider some of the foods you've given strong associations to. Salt
right.
will raise my
this
blood
is
pressure.
Good too.
Right? Salt will raise my blood pressure. Fat will make me fatter. Sugar will rot my teeth. I can't make it through the day without my cup of coffee. Huge one, right?
Yeah.
This meat will raise my cholesterol level. Mm-hmm. And this calcium will build my bones.
Yeah.
So some of the statements may be true, right? But it's possible that we are instigating these side effects.
Right, because of the placebo effect. And that's why society just destroys each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has an opinion.
An opinion, a belief, whatever it may be. You've taken it in so strongly, so much, that it's become you.
And it's become the rules of society.
Correct.
That's why society falls. That's why it's called society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody made up these rules along the way that diets are supposed to work. Or,
right.
Or you know, little Johnny's supposed to go to kindergarten in fifth
Correct.
Grade. Like, I get it. There should be some structure.
Mm-hmm.
But society has made up these rules.
Yeah.
Look at you and I talk about time. Time is completely made up.
Do I say it?
Because
people will get it. Some people will get it. Some people won't.
That's okay.
Time is an earthly illusion. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
An earthly illusion.
Yes.
I like
it
that.
It is not, in the grand scheme of things, the universe's way of doing stuff.
It's a way to get me in my car on
Correct.
128 to drive into Boston at the exact same time, Monday through Friday,
right.
and then I go home. I said
yeah.
to a client this morning, I would love to take a 7-day aerial video. That's something that's high enough to see 495, 128, 95,
mm-hmm.
maybe Route 3, maybe parts of Route 2, something in there, and put it on sort of high speed and watch all the cars go all the same way at the same time every single day.
Yeah.
Right? They go, and then they come back all at the same time, right? And I get it. That's rush hour traffic, and it is what it is. But society has made these rules that's when we're all supposed to go to work, and that's what we're supposed to do. I wonder what would happen. First of all, the video, we'd look like little cockroaches.
Of course.
We would. But I wonder, really, honest and truly, what would happen if you said to, if you don't own your own business, like we're lucky enough to do, but say you're the assistant of the CEO of some company wherever in Boston,
sure.
right? If you said, you know what, I'm still going to be able to be productive and do my job, but I'm going to come in at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
And I'm going to leave at noon.
Right.
The earth would tilt on its axle and be like, woo, right?
Yeah.
You're the CEO of the company would be like, no, that's not even possible. You can't do that in most cases. Some would be like, oh, okay, do you want to work from home too? Great, go right ahead. Depends on the company, and I get that. But it's the cockroach effects, the falling into society's rules, right?
Yeah.
Be different. I challenge everyone, go into your boss tomorrow, because everybody complains about, almost everybody complains about their jobs. Oh, I got to go to work.
Yep. So true.
Go in and change it. Go in and do something about it. Say you're coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're going to leave at noon. And guess what? You're going to be just as if not more productive.
Yeah. Most people will tell you right now, I don't have control over that.
Yes, you do.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying. Hey, like, feisty girl over there. You need to cool it just a little bit.
Sweating over
here.
Yeah,
my God.
It's because I want people to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, no,
I want people to take a look at their lives differently and go, maybe.
Yeah, people want to. I truly believe people want to take a look at life differently. I truly believe that.
And so yummy.
But it is a scary thing. We've talked about this before because it requires change.
And it requires success. And people don't know necessarily what to do with that.
I watched an inspirational video about Jim Carrey. Now, you know Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's a good video.
Right?
Is that the one where he's got the cap on?
No, but I watched that one, which is fantastic. And I think he mentions it in that speech as well.
Got it.
But this was a different one. And he basically has said, he remembers the day he was awakened.
Oh,
and
nice
at that
word.
Moment, he, right.
Nice word.
Yeah. And at that moment, he had seen and realized that there was two of him.
Okay, keep going.
And what he basically said was, at that moment, I realized that it was just unbelievable to see this new vision in front of me.
Yeah.
This whole new view of everything and how I looked at the world. And now how I look at the world.
Okay.
And what I want to do is have all of you understand that you're part of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I keep trying to get back to that moment every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes, and it's back and forth because we have our days, you know?
Absolutely.
And he says, my job, I would love to take as many of you with me as absolutely possible because it is so beautiful.
That's exactly how I feel.
Right?
Oh, I wish I had. I'll have to watch that.
You got
to
look. I'll
exactly
look it up for
how
you.
I
but
feel. I'm thinking, people come,
mm-hmm.
follow me. I'm like Snow White.
Yeah.
Look, follow
we're not
me.
Trying to make this scary or anything like that, but it really truly is about being a better you every day, you know?
Mm.
And that means that, yes, there are going to be some tough times in trying to be a better you every single day.
And so what if you don't lose 5 pounds in your first week?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Do you feel better about the decisions you've made for a week, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what matters.
Exactly.
Because that positive, radiant feeling from the inside is what's actually going to help you lose weight.
So true. And we got something coming up, right? Which is the retreat in June. That's going to help people get to that point. And it's just a very fun-filled weekend with biking and kayaking
so
and just lots of fun, lots of chatting, lots of talking. You're going to be running a couple workshops. I'm going to be running a couple workshops. But literally our job that weekend is going to be so awesome because it's going to be to sit down and talk with people about what's going on and how they can see things just a little differently. The environment is totally going to be awesome. We got people there that have been with us for a while and we got some new people coming in.
Mm.
So it's a great mix, and you're going to be able to talk to people that have been doing it for a while and get their perception on it. Look, it's not just going to be me and Coach Kelly sitting there and telling you, this is how it. No, it doesn't work like that.
It's going to be interactive.
Totally interactive.
Or it won't stick.
You're going to make your decisions about
it.
You're going to see it the way you're going to see
it. That's right.
It's
take
that
just
simple.
One thing.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, you and I are going to be speaking for a total of, 4 hours or more, mm-hmm. of course more, because it's going to be interactive.
Sure.
But, you know, we have it planned that it's an hour, an hour, an hour, hour.
Right.
Right? I could talk all day, hence this talk show, right?
Right.
But if you just take one thing, because that's
one thing.
Where it starts. One thing from me, one thing from Coach Michael, and one thing from one of the peers that are going to be there. And you're gonna hear a lot of stuff you haven't heard before.
Yeah.
And something that you just sparked in my memory was the Club Inhale Exhale Christmas party. One of the members came up to me. I think it must have been the next time that I saw her. So it was within that following week.
Sure.
And she said, "You know what I love the most?" And I said, "What's that?" She said, "That was such a great company Christmas party because you can talk about your body and how you feel, and nobody looks at you like you're losing weight.
Right.
And nobody looks at you like you're talking about yourself like Lati frickin' doll. Look
like
at
that's
me.
The expectation.
Like, yeah." People actually talk about their body like, wow, transformation, you know, or feeling healthy. Those are the words that they knew. She thought, I have never been to a company Christmas party where I've actually felt even better about myself because I was able to talk to like-minded people and comfortably say, dude, I got ripped. You know what I mean? So I thought that said a lot because company Christmas parties really have... Again, that society stigma, like if you talk about yourself, then you're a snob. If you, you know, and it's just, I thought, how amazing is it that we had the company Christmas party and it was in my home and she felt that comfortable to talk about herself.
Pretty awesome
and
stuff.
Her successes and have other people go, yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah.
Isn't it cool to be that comfortable to talk
it
about yourself
awesome
and your
stuff.
Body and confidence? I mean, think about her confidence level.
Huge. Huge.
To be able to talk about your body and not think of it as like, oh, I'm a woman, you're a man. We can't talk about my body because then that's sexual harassment.
Right.
Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with muscles and lines and confidence and what you're eating and how you're building and how you're, you know, how you're losing body fat and, you know, things, changes that you've made. She actually now no longer eats bread. Her choice. Not mine. It was just a way that we designed her plan to see if she wanted to kind of get rid of it. And she did. She's like, best decision I ever made.
Sure.
And she no longer is like the, hey, oh, I, for, you know, on my nutritional design, just put a sandwich on there, like a wrap.
Right.
Right. She is actually at the point now where she does not even eat deli meat any longer or cheeses or any of that stuff.
Okay.
She's like, I buy 4 chickens.
Yeah.
I roast the chickens.
Yep.
I get the chicken done.
Yep.
It's a set it and forget it.
That's it.
And then she's like, now I have all this fresh food and I couldn't even imagine going back to a deli turkey sandwich with cheese and lettuce and tomato and a wrap. She's like, I don't even want that anymore.
Exactly.
It doesn't appetize me at all.
Yeah.
So it's a huge change, but a big confidence builder that she is now like, wow, look at me.
Those are things that you could possibly experience. I'm not going to say you're guaranteed to experience during the weekend, during that retreat weekend, but these are things that you're going to get closer to, and you have to put yourself in situations that are going to allow you to get there.
Yeah.
And this is your first step, because retreating this one is like, come on in and just hang out with us.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn some awesome stuff, and it's going to some new stuff for you. And it's going to start to get you to think. So it's June 12th through the 14th. It's going to be at the Cape. We got private retreat homes that we've rented out. And it's just going to be awesome. We're going to be biking one day, kayaking the next. We're going to be doing some workshops. We're going to be chilling out. I heard that, you know, somebody's trying to get a fire pit out in the lawn, but I don't know how that's going to work with the owners of the house.
Oops.
Oops. But I think it's one of the owners that's trying to get it done.
Yes, oh,
exactly.
No. Are we putting the owners head to head?
Yeah, I think
No.
That just happened. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so we got that.
So it's Friday through Sunday, right? That's Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday.
14th.
Yeah, we want everybody to get there Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know,
get settled.
Get settled. That way we wake up bright and early on Saturday morning, and it's going to be an awesome morning.
Yeah.
We got breakfast and lunch being served,
and
you and I are going to be rocking that stuff out and teaching people how to.
Teaching people how to
not even cook, but just kind of like what the mix of what particular types of foods we're putting together, carbs, proteins, fats, what it all means, how they all help you, how they're going to help you for the day, all those things. So it's going to be pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think I'm looking forward to my game changer. That's what I'm calling that workshop is Game Changer. I just know what I have planned. People are going to be like, really? We get to do this?
Sure.
And you're saying we should do this? I'm not going to give anything away.
Don't.
But it's going to be an absolute hoot.
Good.
I can't
Good.
Even wait.
Good. So I'll tell you what. If you missed any parts of today's show, don't worry about it. It's going to be podcast later for you. Right? We got to wrap things up, Coach Kelly.
Yeah.
We got to get going and moving.
Yeah, but I want to tell people to go to clubinhaleexhale.com/wellness retreats. And actually, it's a tab right at the top
it
of
it. It is, yeah. So if even if you go to clubinhaleexhale.com.
It's only $4.95 for the entire weekend.
$4.95 for
You'd
the weekend.
Spend
you get
that
breakfast,
anyway.
Lunch, and everything else. So let's wrap it up. We'll talk to everybody next week. Make sure to go to clubinhaleexhale.com. If you want to meet with us, give us a call at 888-707-1102. Have a great week, people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.